cracks in that scheme. If you're not in the meetings and not understanding what they're asking, then all of a sudden it's a little hard to evaluate. But you know, good football players, and that's really what we're trying to do, is get good football players and then align them what best suits that. And I know it's a vague answer, guys. I know that. Everybody wants to know, is it 3-4 or is it 4-3? And I wouldn't be a very good coach if I just said it's a 3-4. It's who we have and what we can do with that. And if it's a 3-4, then it will be. If it's not, then it won't be.
What about the 4-3 read?
What's that?
The 4-3 read that you're, that was what it was called. And, I mean, 4-3 under in Arizona.
Really?
I mean,
okay. Good. The difference, guys, is how many stacked linebackers there are and how many linebackers are on the line. So in Arizona, for instance, every 3-4 I've been part of, I don't care if you're Pittsburgh or the San Francisco 49ers or Baltimore, there's two stacked linebackers, and I think that's what you're getting to. That's the difference in the two of them. So you got to figure out if you're going to stack three backers or stack two. Whether you go and the under just means the three technique's open,
right,
as opposed to the over where the three technique's closed. 3-4 old school was the two guards are uncovered. There is nobody covered, but there's still two stacked linebackers. So from that premise of two stacked linebackers, you have all forms of 3-4. And from the premise of three stacked linebackers, you have all forms of 4-3. Now, you can call the under either one. It's whatever you want to label it. But it really isn't, there isn't that big of a difference. And most teams, we're talking about the first and second down defense you run. Because third down, almost everybody runs four down and forms of it, right? So it's the first and second down, which is about 40% of your snaps during the season. Most of it is three wides and your nickel stuff. So of that, you just see who your personnel is, and then you say, we're better in an over, we're better in an under. In San Francisco, we were in the very early stages of developing and drafting that roster. And we, in that, Mike and I, and at that time, we were in and out of under or over because of who we had. And we really just, there was no 3-4 at that time. Over time, they have drafted and reworked that roster to where they are now. And again, where are you in your stage of development? You know, in Arizona, it was already elements of a 3-4. So the under was what we chose because we didn't have two gappers.
So in San Francisco, you were building your staff to the scheme. You weren't going to suit it to the guys that were there?
No, we were suiting it to the guys who were there. What I'm saying is the guys that were there at the time made us do overs and unders. And then it grew as the draft picks came in and free agent. And guys, it grows over a year, 2 years, 3 years. Even in Pittsburgh, when I was in Pittsburgh, and the philosophy there is they draft young guys behind their outside backers. They've run that same scheme for 21 years now out of the same playbook. And they draft to it, and they do all those things to it. So they know what the people look like, and then the young guys, you know, outside backers, for instance, they learn how to drop and learn how to play. And it's a system that's been in place they've been there for a long time. Where some teams, you know, where are you in your evolution of your roster?
You've coached under a lot of great defensive lines, Capers, you mentioned Mike.